Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Let's Talk. Lindsay, I want you to want a happy Wednesday evening. I'm sorry, but Ms. Lindsay, I'm trying to pet in some guys as well. Not going to hold up tonight. Actually, we'll go on and get into order of business. I don't think we're probably going to do no two-hour show tonight as well. Just depends. I guess I'll see a few buddies that I'm just going to open up the lines as long as I recognize. See, the number is open.
What's up, Chris?
Oh, not too much. What's going on?
Man, just getting off work, man. Long day.
Yeah, I do understand. Yeah. I forgot to let Kizar and them know, too, that we'll be on tonight. Let me shoot him a text real fast. So this hold for what you got.
All right.
All right, I'll see if butt time in.
What happened on that end over there, Chris?
Nothing, man. No more than cool weather. I don't know what the temp's supposed to be like in the morning, but the way it's going, look like it's going to be a 30 or 40 degree temp.
Yeah, we just had some rain that blew through here. So,
kind of drop
the temperature down a little bit.
I mean, the temperature really going to be like tomorrow.
I know it's cool here now outside, so like I said, I can only imagine what it's going to be like in the morning. Yep, I can only imagine.
It's still kind of warm down here a little bit, I guess. Yeah. It's about 79 today.
Okay. Well, I was looking at that video of that, and I don't know what to say about that.
That video you sent me?
Mm-hmm.
I told you what to say. Mm-hmm. I'm about to let my buddy look at that one and see what he say about it. He didn't send the mic, did
he? I didn't send the mic yet because I didn't even know he had a nitrous bar on it. Let's see here. Comrade, your line
open. I didn't pay
here.
That. All right, what's up?
Not too much. Yeah, it had a blue bottle down there on it, too.
It might say that go to the air shift.
I'm sure they're gonna probably come
over.
I
have seen a few people that run a shift off of nitrous before, but you got to put a regulator on it to get the pressure off of it because that nitrous bottle has too much pressure for air shift.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What's up, come on, man?
What's up? Who that's at?
Yeah, man, it's me.
What's up, bro?
Man, just getting off work, man. I got me working 10-hour days this week.
Yeah, I just got the phone with Frank. I said, Frank, I got to go grocery talk on.
He was down there where I was today. I think they had a meeting or something, so I think they left probably about 4:30, 5 o'clock.
Yeah, he said he got his uncle died, and his uncle died at the funeral tomorrow, so he wants to go run and get something to wear right fast.
Okay.
On the phone with him. Yeah.
Well, I got you all on and a few others listening, too. And do you think it's possible for a person to cut two or three perfect lights and then
cut an 001 light, maybe an 002, all in the same light.
Yeah, if they got that computer on them.
So you don't think no one can do that with a hand clutch?
If you got a hand clutch, you're gonna get lucky and get a couple good ones in there. But you ain't gonna just. I don't think you just gonna hit them all like that. I could be wrong, but put it like this: I ain't never did. Let me just say that.
Hey, is that real?
I had a 014. I had a 001 the other day, and I think I had a 070-something. But I mean, I ain't have no string of double O's.
What's that, Tyler?
How far you made it, Tyler? It's 3DT. I know normally you always go to the finals.
No, man, I blowed the tire in the second round. When they had that big old gap in between, the bike pulled and it went about 30 feet, and then the tire just went spinning.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and by then it was gone. I was trying and I was in the left lane. I was trying to kind of whack that throttle a little bit to kind of get it to grab, but by the time it grabbed, he was way gone. But he had to move. He moved first anyway.
Yeah. Another old day I started saying that the left lane was going, the right lane was still hooking. But I know Chris called Stephen Ray, and Stephen Ray came up there. I was standing right there. He said, the left lane not working too good. I said, no, everybody is spinning. So he said, all right, I'm going to go on the track. I'm going to do the left lane. He said, matter of fact, you got to do both lanes. But they didn't get out of the way. He kept saying, telling everybody to get out of the way. Well, he said, they didn't get out of the way. So he said, well, he ain't doing it.
The guy in front of me, he was on that Willy Bar bike. And he said before he left, they checked the track. He said it was 70 degrees. But the other part of that, too, man, when people walking all on that track.
Right.
And you putting dirt and sand and all that stuff on there.
Right.
And even if the track have working good, if you start putting sand on there, that can help it act up, too, so.
Man, I think they'll just go on the next time, sir. Do like you do at Valdosta. Get them barricades and just enough room in the barricades for a bike to come through.
Yep.
Everybody wants sand. I mean, I'm not going to say just other people because I used to be out there, too. I mean, I did it before, too, go stand on the line. But, dude, we was in Valdosta last year, bro, and Mike then was up there in the bleachers. Dude, you know you can see a race a whole lot better up there in the bleachers, too. Everybody will be to see.
But you know one
hit.
Thing, in Valdosta, the last time I was there, they put the barricades way back. And it'd be a big build up back there, but you can't see nothing from back there, really. So the stands then was the best place to be. I mean, you could see everything.
Right, right.
But see, had no problem. I think the barricades need to be around the corner. Over there at the end of the staging lane.
Right by the tower?
And then.
The staging lane right there?
Yeah, the staging lane. You need to cut the short chute off. And then you open up the gate and say, okay, let maybe 10 bikes go. And then they go to the right there to where the first guy is supposed to be, the one that left his post the other night. And then he'll say, okay, you two go up to the water box. It's sitting there right there because the guy that was originally there, when he left and walked up to the water box, so then you had two people in the water box, and everybody else just closed the gap up in, and it was done then.
Everybody will see when they leave, bro. If they go take a walk in the bleachers, dude, they can see it a whole lot better.
And
I'm not putting a friend because I'm saying I'm guilty for it too. I did it before too.
Yeah, but
there's so many people on there that you can't even see.
Right, right, right.
And that's part of the walking on the track right there.
Right.
Yep.
Well, sometimes it gets so bad, they be all the way almost by the damn. Before I go down there, trip down, like, causing my illusory.
Oh, and then it be someone on the app. Oh.
Right.
I've seen them before. They hit the light, and the dude had even put his bike in there, and then the guy tell him to back up. One of these days, it's going to happen. Somebody's going to hit that beam, and the dude's going to think he's tired now. And he gonna, and then he gonna step out, and they gonna be like a red light.
Yeah, you got a point there. You definitely have a point there.
I think the success of a lot of those is how the staging lane is ran. And if the people working the track can control the staging lane, I believe it'll make the races go so much nicer.
Right.
Man, it just goes taking. I don't want it to happen, but for somebody to get slapped with a rock or something, a few times, man, them rocks sound like and feel like somebody shooting.
Shit, I would turn my
back.
No,
I was going to have one of them chains on.
By the tower, you're doing the burnout. You feel like rocks all the way back there by the tower, standing back there. But I always turn my back, and you feel that shit hitting your back.
Yeah.
That's like last year when Rocky was there on that Harley Davis. And all them people crowding that line, and when he did that burnout, that nitromethane stuff started going through the air. Yeah, they cleared out then.
Not just a chain, Cedric. You're thinking about doing a burnout in the car. Doing a burnout in the car when the drive shafts or something break.
Yeah. Hold on, guys. We got
the other night we was out there.
8565. I'm sorry.
What's up, Chris?
Hey, what's going on?
What's the word?
Oh, not too much, man. We just talking about some little areas that could be improved, man, at the down at this past weekend.
Is that the world famous kids all, Chris?
You sure know what to say. You said it right. I'm glad you recognize what you see, Conrad.
Shit.
It's always room for improvement, but overall it was a good event. It wasn't no complaint. I saw the cars go down there. Yeah, the bikes had a few little hiccups, but it was good for Chris to kick off the season. So,
yeah.
I ain't had no complaint. It was nice, Chris. It was nice.
Yeah.
All of them got something to say about it, Chris? I mean, just go tell them to sit on something, man. Real sharp. Prep the real sharp. Just tell them to sit there. Just tell them to sit there. They the ones who sung that probably didn't do no racing, or they would complain. No one hear nothing about the track because everybody knows for the weather to be what it was, Chris. The track was good. Them cars and bikes was hooked.
I saw a video with Lil Sean on Super Bowl bike, man. By the 3:30, that bike looked like it tried to take off.
It was standing straight up with him on it. Huh?
That's what I'm saying.
It was. Yeah, that the track. Hey, for what it was in the weather, they couldn't ask for a better event. It was nice.
Anybody got something to say different?
Chris, I just tell me to go sit on something, man. Preferably real sharp. Just sit there.
Primary view straight up to Chris. You saw that, Chris?
He's good. Tony's coming with. What the next event gonna be at?
I don't know. Yeah, it's Chris. Chris got another event coming up. Evendale, I think.
What's wrong with Chris' phone?
Chris might want them little gals over there with him, man. Push the wrong button.
Chris don't want them old doorway phones over there.
Man, Chris got one of them, man. He must got one of them Walmart
the Prime
phones.
No, it's a prime.
That wasn't them throwaway phones.
Chris, you're going to have to tighten up over there, man. You made all this money this weekend. Tighten up over there, man.
Yeah. Sorry about that. I had to click over. But I missed all the racing, man. Huh?
Man, You gotta tighten up with them.
We were talking about you and your phone, Chris. We said you over there like you a throwaway phone, man.
Oh. No, I don't know.
Chris,
the cloud or whatever
what
got my picture.
Chris, what was everybody's view? That view, what did they say about the event? You know, which is always room for improvement. But overall, it was a nice event, though, Chris.
Yeah, I had people, you know, to call and say both, but I'm just kind of sorry about the guys that got the bikes and stuff stolen, man. I feel that's
who
a shocker to me.
You had some fighting down there?
No,
bikes got stolen.
Bikes
got stolen from the hotel.
Oh yeah, that's sad, man. That really is. You work to try to have something nice, and somebody do it. That's sad, man. I just hope they find their bike, you know, whatever, man. And them alley bats, man, that did it. Like I said, them alley bats that did it, man. I hope they throw them under the jail, man. When they get out, man, to be drawing Social Security or all that, man. Don't make no sense, man.
Yeah.
Man, I forget that one guy. They took his truck, trailer, everything.
And see, you know, the first thing somebody, you know, they'll be hollering about. You know, it ain't about insurance, man. That's yours. It don't matter what you had on there. That's yours. It don't matter. You know, the first thing they say, well, he got insurance. He'll get paid for it. It ain't about getting paid. He got a lot of time in that
right.
bike, probably, man. That's his. Man, you ain't going to get nothing with that, kid, though. Insurance going to pay for the year of the bike. They're not going to pay for what you got in the bike. The race bike.
Yeah, well,
they'll pay you up to your accessories now. I think it depends on what I got in mind. Well, let me tell you something, Conrad. I'm going to tell y'all something. Y'all finna fall out the last. If I bring my bike to an event, I'm just letting you know now, I'm going to stay in Motel 6 where they keep the light on. And the bike going in the door with me. It's going in the room with me. You can open up that door if you want to. As Jeff said, I don't care nothing about them trailers. It's sad you have to. Oh, mine coming up in the room with me. That's sad, man. They stole them. That's sad, man.
Yes, it is. Yes. And you know what the crazy part is? That looked like majority of the bikes were from Texas. So that's
my
story.
Alabama was one, and one Texas, and one Louisiana, I think.
Yep.
Oh, they stole three bikes. Well, you know, they probably went down there with. If they did that, they went there to steal bikes.
Well, one of them was Friday night, though.
Did he even make it to the track
from,
Friday? He wasn't even at the track Friday.
I don't think so.
Did the hotel have any cameras or surveillance, Chris? You know of?
Yeah, I think all of them had cameras and stuff, man. According to the area. And even the hotel didn't have cameras. They got the cameras on the city poles and stuff, so.
Yeah, they usually like they could go back and they could search them, you know, see which way did it go, which way did it travel. But that's all you're gonna see, though, Chris. That's all you're gonna see on there. You're not gonna see who in there.
It would really be cool if they could take the video camera, and you could say, all right, but I know they can't do it. But if you could spread that part of the video on Facebook. Somebody will probably know who that was that got them bikes. But I don't think that you can't get that from the police to do it because that's part of the evidence.
Yeah, right.
Well, let me tell you something. Somebody down there now know who got them bikes, man. Somebody.
They might
be
on the phone listening right now.
You sure right? You sure right? They probably know who got them. Excuse my friend, man. That just saved, man. I know they was pissed off about it.
Yes, indeed. Oh, yeah, before Kizzle came on, I want to ask him, man, do you think it's possible for a guy to cut two perfect lights, then do a 001 or a 002 all in one night?
Is it possible?
On a hand clutch bike.
Yeah, shit, anybody. I mean, he Chris. If it's your day, if you own it, could be, shit, anything is possible. Yeah. Yes.
You hear him, said.
Yeah,
I hear him over there. I hear him over there. That's you having one hell of a day if you do that. I'm gonna say that. What you say now? I mean, I'll just say anything's fine. So, all right, so I'll ask this question. If somebody was racing on a bracket tree, okay, and they took off, and it's over with.
I'm right. I got my.
And then would you turn around and say, without looking at the ticket, bet somebody $100 that they light is at least a 00?
Now, I probably wouldn't bet on it, though. I wouldn't bet in the blind.
I seen
somebody did.
I seen it happen. A guy the other night, he said, I bet anybody out here $100 that he cut at least a 00 light.
Okay. Okay.
That's kind of confident for a 00. I'm just saying.
Yes, it is. What the weather like up there, man, on your end? It's probably getting ready to snow on this end.
Like?
We cold now on this end. Yeah.
It's a little, Chris, it's been 70 degrees, but, man, it's storming so bad last night, man. Don't make one sense.
You all see what Rockingham redoing it. Well, they're not redoing the track. They're just resurfacing the top coat of it.
For real?
They put concrete
out of concrete.
No, they're not reconcreting. They're just going there. What they're doing is like diamond cutting the top layer of that concrete and stuff off to make the track more smooth and like a fresh surface on.
But you know the bad part about that? All the trees around there, that when that pollen hits, and Rockingham known for that, when that pollen get on the track,
mm-hmm,
and you have to wash that track. It's a good track, but once that pollen get on there, oh man, you're in trouble.
For real?
Yeah, track is yellow, man.
That pollen just like put sand on your shoes and walking on the track.
And will burn you to death if you mess up and get some in your eye. Yeah. Yeah,
I was telling.
Yep, that's gonna be interesting, considering you got Rockingham and you got Darlington up there too. So, those two tracks, they're probably gonna go back and forth this year.
I'm about to say, cause lately everybody's been going to Darlington, eh?
Right, but now Rockingham. No, that's pretty much the premier track over there.
What?
Now that Rockingham done this, so it's going to be interesting to see how that fell out this year.
Well, Rockingham do a man cup. They still do a man cup over there, right?
Yeah, but I think
about Austin do, I think, two. I think Memphis get one, and I think Rockingham get one, I think.
I think you're right, cause I saw it on that kid. So, Chris, when are you coming to Memphis?
That's in July the 8th.
July the 8th in Memphis.
Yep. I'll be in Vidalta, yeah. It's going to be a night race. It's going to be a night race. We won't open the gates up to about 3 or 4 o'clock in the evening.
You sure know, because you got that right.
I was supposed to be going over there to, do some filming of one of those top sportsman cars. That's from down on that end.
Hey, Chris, who's that guy with that Malibu car? Oh, that big old scoop on the hood.
In Malibu.
Yeah.
It was black and gray or gray and black. The Malibu.
You talking about the square bottom one?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I don't know him. He was there Saturday?
Yeah, he was there Saturday.
I ain't pay attention to him. Yeah. Even the pro stock guy that had his car there, man, he was saying, man, what in the world? And he saw them bikes. He was like, man, he never seen nothing like this with all them bikes.
For real.
It was a good event, though, Chris. Gonna kick off the season, though. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Everything else about to get watered down, look like now, because you probably got a thing every weekend from here on out.
What, at that
racetrack? Just pretty much all
around. Just all around.
Around.
And they got you one on the 11th, one on the 18th of March.
Yep.
That's two back-to-back right there. And then the first weekend of April, that's Atmo on the 7th and 8th.
That's going to be good.
That one should be pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
They've been hyping it up for Carolina versus a lot of these guys from the South.
Turn it on, bring them up with this bug in.
But I see Carolina want to pick on Mississippi, but I'm waiting to see what Alabama and Georgia are going to do, though. They get them guys up in there.
For real?
Chris, you know what all classes they having over there at Atmos?
Yeah. Can you hit that trunk leaf button? I'm going to snap this bug.
I'll have to look back on the flyer. Yep, I'll have to look on there. I know they got about three or four different. But I tell you one thing that I don't think that I would try no more is that heavy hitter, flat slick, and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I think I'll put that to sleep, man. Only thing that's going to come up and probably going to be that flat slick thing that we're going to have that belt to give out to the winner of the baddest street tie bike and lose.
Yeah, that was street tie. Yeah, street tie.
Yeah, street tie, yeah.
But you know what, Chris? Yes, I believe if you had somebody on them staging lanes the right way, I believe you can get those in. But that staging lane got to be run right.
No,
it was
showing when I was
running.
One of the lights was out.
What's you up there working on a car?
No.
Hey, hotel.
No, turn your lights on. You want the signal? See that double take? Right. Hold on. See that?
Let me mute his phone till he gets straight. Man, so I'm probably gonna make only one of them raises in March.
What, unscrew?
So I know that a Dawson thing.
Oh, now I
got to
look at my
old
work schedule.
It's going to go down, man. Oh, you got nothing.
I think Tracy got something in. Is it April?
Why?
It's April the 1st, isn't it?
Is it?
I don't know. I have all the flyers. I just got to glance back and look at them.
You got two. It's different.
Yeah, I think she got something going on in April.
Oh, okay. Yes, indeed. Yeah, we tried to get that little grudge race going on between those two little kids on the little base, but I don't think it was age appropriate. But did you see Kevin put that video out there with his little boy riding?
Well, who
I guess in front of his house or something, killing his son. The little boy revving up on that dirt bike about 4,000 or 5,000 RPM, man, turning the handcuffs loose.
I don't think I saw that.
Get to that.
You have to go out there on his page and pull it up. Got that concept. Boy, that's one somebody I know would put their kids on anything to ride. You remember the other
son
he had? He Kendall.
Oh yeah. Well, I saw him out there the other night popping the clutch on that thing. I sure wish they could have did that race though that they were gonna do on the little dirt bike.
Yeah, that would have been a nice little race there, I believe.
Yeah. That Well, that thing probably they'd have people betting on that too.
I told you they're doing it on them little motorized cars for them little kids. So you know what they'll do for a dirt bike.
Right.
Indeed. Yeah. Let's see. Do we have someone? I guess Mike must be up there bowling tonight.
I ain't no teller. Yeah, Chris, so Chris, you said the next one gonna be Echo?
Etmore. That's in April the 7th and 8th, I believe.
Yeah, 7 and 8.
They got something going on. State Capitol has a race. That's on the 18th, ain't it? March 18th.
Yeah, State Capitol got one on the 18th.
Jamal got that one March.
They got on the 11th, yeah. Okay, you said on the State Capitol, March 7th, 18th, is it all bike?
Yeah.
They're going to be there, what, Tessa Toon that Friday night, and the race is that Saturday, right? Or is it Saturday and Sunday?
Right.
Uh-huh.
No, it's Saturday. Friday, Saturday. Yep. Friday and Saturday.
You good, sir? You good, sir?
Yep.
Saying.
You want them? It's in Baton Rouge, right?
Right.
Yeah, State Capitol.
Okay.
Hey, Killa, did you see the guy with the little V-Rod with the nicest bottle hook to it?
What?
Yeah, the guy with the Harley V-Rod with the nicest bottle hook on it.
Man, I saw about four of them Hollies out there with the nicest bottle. They were long, too. I was like, damn, they on another level.
Yeah, because I looked at that dude by and said, man, you got to swing them on it. He's like, yeah, man. And out there talking, trying to run him on a McGraw's race, but he said he didn't have his right engine on there. That was his backup. But when he put his footboard back on there, he come to do some grudge racing.
Hey, you can't go?
Yeah.
I tell you what, that thing stood up on him a couple of times. I thought we were going to go get it.
Man, I wonder how heavy that thing. I imagine that thing about, what, 600-700 pounds?
I don't know if it's that heavy. Yeah. I got a partner. He got Willy bars on here. That thing run pretty good.
They got a lot of money tied up in them bikes with them hogs. I saw they were long because I saw two of them in the park and going up into the start line. I'm like, man, this is.
My partner got a Harley V-Rod on Willy Bar, and it run, I think it run low 9. Might even run high 8.
Okay.
And he got the hydrogen on it.
Okay. He said that was his baby engine on it, but he was going to put his big boy back on there. He waiting on parts or something.
For real?
Yeah, so I'm thinking the technology is there for him. You see more and more of them building race bikes now, man, the grudge race with.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. That was shocking. Remember what really killed me is when that dude was riding around with that cowboy head on, man, and that just took the cake there.
Boy, you saw that? Yeah, that boy was, he was
pulling
that cowboy.
Yeah.
Chris, I asked him about that later on. You know what he said? He said, man, I had to show the Texas. Yeah, show the Texas. Showed up here tonight, man. I want to let everybody know we from the Golden State of Texas.
Good,
I said, I knew that part there, man. When you came to the cowboy, I'm Texas guy. Well, look, he ain't seeing a trailer bike because he's riding around the track, so.
Yeah, he's riding around them.
Our chance of going out of the park, right? Yes,
indeed. Comrade, you still on, man? It ain't, man.
What's that, Chris?
Yeah, I'm on, Chris. I had my phone muted.
Oh, okay.
If phone okay. Never make it, no, the backup alone, but I'm on.
Oh, okay.
Sure will.
What's that, Chris? Hello?
Hey, was asking what that's still on, kids up.
Oh, yeah. So when you going to bring the 10 out, man? I'm going to bring it out this weekend. I got nitrous on my bike now.
He gonna wait to Memphis, Chris.
I'm gonna cut a rug in my hometown now. You're supposed to show out on your back on your home turf. Man, y'all don't know how you're supposed to cut up on your home turf. You must protect this house, man.
~69 with a two-hand clutch, Chris, with nitrous. First time spraying a nitrous bike, Chris.
Wait, but that thing that grows some kills off? How long it is?
Yes, sir. I'm 69 right, and a half inches. I stretched that boot out. That's what I did. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I don't ride nothing short but a woman. I don't ride nothing short but a
woman. Now, Chris, 2 weeks ago that bike was... Well, 64 inches now.
Well, show don't you put it up to 74 or something?
No, I'm 69.
Oh, okay.
With, hey, Chris, right. With nitrous, he say now.
Well,
yes, sir. He said with nitrous too now. He said,
can't do that, bro.
It's
not mine. Oh. All right, bro. Be cool.
He gonna be ready for Conrad.
Right,
Conrad, how long your bike is, man?
Oh, I feel you. What's up?
Conrad, how long is your bike?
My bike is 74 and a half.
Oh, he's way out there.
I thought
you were
going to stretch his out, I thought.
But no, you still got a whole bunch of things on.
I wouldn't run no bike 74 inches. I run one 71, 72. But I ain't running nothing over there. I'm 69. I don't care nothing about no 3 or 4 inches. I'm kidding nothing about it. I only got 2 hand clutches and some spray. I had a cover off. I got a stock OEM clutch.
Shine say it don't matter how long a bike is, he'll run it.
Oh, Shine, yeah, I know that. When you come out here.
Shine say what work, what matters is the rider. He's a rider. He ain't rubbing no inches.
Well,
if you need some inches, he'll give you some. Huh?
That's Shine.
Yes, indeed.
What's up, man? Mm-hmm. Oh, Ken, man.
Mm-hmm. Superman.
I got to jump on a call on the other side here for a minute, guys. So
I'm trying to go on and extend this thing on out. But then I may have to jump over to lose connection with them. Just probably end it around 8. Or either I just want me to go on and shut it down now and be through with it or what?
Mm. It's all on you, Chris.
Yeah.
It's all on you, bro.
Well, I got another conference thing I need to jump on over here before it ends at 8 myself.
Me,
so I forgot about that.
Yeah. You sound like Cedric and Frankie at conference. New conference call. Cedric said the same thing, him and Frankie. Got a conference call.
Hey, man, we have a conference call to tell you when the next conference call is.
A little bit. I got it, but not like, you know what I'm saying.
Well, all right, then. I guess I'm going to go on and sit this one. I need to jump on in before 8 and see what's going on over there. But,
I think it's going to be a little quiet tonight.
See, once you lay
out, but
the rapper, once you get the window screen, it's,
we may jump back on maybe tomorrow if we can get enough participation. But yeah, I'm going to go on and switch over now. So I'm going to go on and end this show here tonight.
Nihao?
All right. So we will catch back up with y'all, man, tomorrow and next week. Okay.
All right.
Let me deal with this because he always told me to date and all that.
Sure.